It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift told her fans yesterday on Instagram that special editions of her new album, Lover, will be sold and also include 120 pages from her diary.
You know, I've written my original lyrics in those diaries, feelings, you know, lessons, things you go through. And that's been one of my ways of coping with things. It's everything from being 13 and coming home from a bad day at school to Grammy night to processing my life changing as a teenager.
Did you ever write in a diary, Liv?
Yeah, you know I did.
Do you have those anymore?
I have some from like college and like recently, but the ones from when I was a kid, they might be in my parents' basement somewhere. I'm not sure.
I want you to get a hold of Liv's parents. I want to get Liv's diaries on the air somehow.
I don't know if my parents still have them. I don't know.
Be terrifying.
Speaking of T-Swift, a 32-year-old man was about to make an unwanted visit to Taylor Swift's Rhode Island home. When cops nabbed him, he had a bat, gloves, lockpicks, and a crowbar.
Jeez.
Reports came into the police station that the guy was acting suspicious at a park in the Watch Hill neighborhood where Taylor has a mansion. When police arrived, the guy tried to take off, but they were able to catch him. He allegedly said he was trying to catch up with Taylor Swift so she could help him with his music career. Police say he wanted to pay her a visit. When police searched his backpack and found a ton of just suspected burglary tools, aside from the bat, they found 30 lock pins, the crowbar, gloves, and flashlight, screwdrivers, and a rake.
I want to see him, like, how he explains it in court. Like, well, see, my hair was acting weird that day, so I needed the hair pins or the clothes pins.
Right. Just does not make any sense. It's so, so, so scary. Lamar Odom was in an interview where he says that his time on the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and being married to Khloe was the best part of his life.
Yeah, just life is worth living, you know, and I felt like God brought me back, and I felt like he wants me to just give my testimony and tell my story, and hopefully it can build people up and make them better.
Channing Tatum is now legally protected from a woman who broke into his house and squatted there. The woman made herself comfortable for 10 days back in June. One of Channing's personal assistants discovered the woman while he was out of town. The woman claimed that she had a relationship with Channing and that she believed he communicated with her via music. Yesterday, a judge ordered her to stay 100 yards away from Channing, his estranged wife, Jenna Dewan, and their child, Everly. The intruder can't make contact with them either, and the restraining order is in place for 5 years. That's the garbage.
Thanks so much, Liv the Web Girl.